fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 23rd day of October. Special announcement, I will be speaking this coming Saturday, October 28th, at Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at the Red Lion Inn, 1 p.m., free and open to the public. There's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to learn how to read maps. You need road maps, road atlases, topographical maps. You need compasses. You need to learn how to cross-country navigate and use a map and compass and learn how to read a map to navigate. Those are essential foundational skills that every person in the United States should have, without exception. Really, you do need those skills. And don't try to substitute GPS. But GPS is wonderful. I love my GPS device on one hand. On the other, you want to depend your life on something that uses a battery? Seriously, do you? No, you need to learn how to use a map and compass. GPS may not always be there. We have back our second hour, as we do most Mondays, Jimmy Jinsling with Desert Eagle Cedars at DesertEagleCedars.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. On your tip of the day there, add a little comment to it and a postscript. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking at your maps and everything that John's talking about, one of the best combinations that you can buy for a combination road map and topographic map is put out by a company called Delorum. And I believe now they have all states. I know for the longest time it was mainly the western states. But what it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is a topographic map in book form. And it's a roadmap, so you get a taste, very large scale, I might add, of topographic map with your roadmap, and it's kind of a learning without being taught learning, getting accustomed to some of the symbols and terrain and a few other things. So, plus if you have to go to the doctor's office and waiting longer than you expected, it does make interesting reading, even though it is a road map. So just thought I'd toss that out there, John.
Well, that series, and I'm not sure of the correct pronunciation. I've always called it Delorme, and they came out in the mid-90s, and incrementally they got, I'm pretty sure they have all 50 states done now. The big advantage of the Delorme bound books is they show roads and trails that never appear on normal road maps. If you think you may ever need those, and of course the topographical features. I like to have both. A regular road atlas is quicker to use for a road trip on one hand. On the other, the bound books with the topographical maps show detail you will never ever find on a normal road map. So they both have their own place and both have their own purpose.
Yes sir, they do. But getting back to the reloading part of it, sometimes individuals want to get into reloading, and they're just intimidated, one by the cost and one how complicated the equipment looks. And I neglected one item while ago when I said the only thing you needed with the Lee loader, other than the kit, you know, was powders, bullets, primers, and a mallet. I forgot to put in their reloading manual. Always, even if you're just looking into getting into reloading and haven't yet, the one that I recommend and the one that we sell the most of is the Lyman reloading manual. The new 50th edition covers a whole lot of new calibers and old calibers that are now becoming popular again. And the advantage of the Lyman manual over the others, Hornady manuals, excellent, but they focus primarily on Hornady bullets in the reloads. Lee, excellent manual, but again, it doesn't cover as many different bullet combinations for your rifle or pistol. The Lyman not only covers jacketed bullets and subsonic bullets for some calibers, but also covers cast bullet loads for that same caliber, like 44 mag or 38 special, 357 magnum. And in the beginning of each section on that particular caliber, let's say 30-30, it explains a bit of the history about it and any peculiarities in reloading that case. And those sell for like $29 and change, but they're the go-to, in my opinion. And Lyman has broken it down also that they've got an excellent shot shell reloading manual. They have one that is dedicated specifically to the AR platform and all of the different calibers that can be loaded for it at current time, because that changes. They have a pistol reloading manual only. And ladies and gentlemen, these are all great. Say you just want to do pistol reloading. You don't want to reload the rifle. Rather than have an inch and a quarter thick reloading manual to hunt through when you're only using the back half of it, the pistol reloading manual is about half an inch thick, covers everything that's in the 50th edition, but it's in a smaller format that is easier to understand, easier to get through, and has just the same quality information. So that's just a bit of food for thought on that. The Lee loader, right, they run for, I think, $41, and that's for one caliber, and it's just the dirt simple way to reload. It's, if you remember the movie Quigley Down Under, when he gets his rig back, but he didn't have his saddlebags, so he couldn't make his reloads, that's where the Lee loader eventually came into play, was for the Sharps rifles in the field. And they gradually grew and grew and grew. And at one time, there was a Lee loader for practically every caliber out there. Now we're down to about 20 of them, I believe. And so that's one option. Now the other option is Lee and Lyman both produce what is known as a hand press. This is a small reloading press that uses your standard dies, but it doesn't screw down to a bench. It's operated simply like, take your hedge clippers and hold them with the blades down, and that action, that scissor action of opening and closing it, is the same action that you would use on the Lee or Lyman hand press. And still the same options and everything, other than the Lee loader being fixed to a single caliber with the hand press, then you just use your regular dies, and you're only limited to how long your arms can stand up. Long cases, like the 45-70 cases, 30-06, a bunch of 308 over a while, but any large diameter long cases will build up your biceps, John. It's better than any gym membership.
Well, you'd have to alternate arms, otherwise you'd be lopsided, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. You use both arms on it, so it's equal opportunity abuser as far as your arms go. But that is the modern side of it. Now, there is another tool out there, and it's one of my favorite. At one point in time, I had every available die set that was made for it. Circumstances and certain individuals saw fit to relieve me of that particular item, but it's known as a Lyman 310 tool. Now, the 310 tool looks just like a pair of pliers without having the pliers on the end of it. It comes down to the hinge, and that's it. The uses a specific set of dies, which are very, very fine thread, and they're very thin, very, very petite dies compared to what you're normally used to seeing. But with the 310 tool, you're using a scissor action like that, very close to the hinge, so you're maximizing your effort. And again, it only neck resizes like the Lee hand loader. But in the process of doing it, it's an actual press. So you lube them, you decap and resize the neck, and then it's got one die that screws into it for priming them. And then in particular, some calibers, they have what is known as an M die. And the M die is used to straighten out the neck diameter on the inside, and also to put a very slight flare in the mouth of the cartridge for seating cast bullets. The purpose of it is that if you're just strictly resized off of your regular dies and don't put that little bit of flare in it, when you're seating cast bullets, it'll shave some of the lead off the side of it. Off the bullet going into the case. And that usually will get deposited right there around the neck at the top. You have to remove it, because if you don't, then it can cause problems with chambering the rounds.
Right, right.
So by using the M die, it does that slight upset on the end, and you seat your cast lead bullets in it. The nice part about the Lyman 310 tool is it and all of its dies and the accessories that go with it all fit in a little bag about the size of the AR-15 cleaning kit. You remember those? Used to fit in the buttstock of the rifle. And the 310 tool, the dies, the little screwdriver that you use for a couple of instances on it, all go in that one little kit. And so we're talking about, 3 inches high, about 10 inches long, and then the thickness of all the stuff in there, say about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half. That and a container of primers and a container of powder and whatever bullets you want to use all fit in one little bag that can go inside your backpack or your bug out bag or whatever, and you can reload in the field on the run. Just like using the Lee loader. So for those that are out there looking at, oh, by the way, the Lyman 310 tool and its dies are no longer made, but you find them all the time at garage sales and gun shows and things like that. So back when in the heyday of the Lee loader, they actually had those, John, for shotgun.
That's right.
And the only one that I'm missing of the true Lee loaders for shotgun is the 16 gauge. But you have 12 gauge, 20, they made 16, and 410.
Well, 16 gauge has become out of common usage. There's still a lot of them out there. You can still buy ammunition for 16 gauge shotguns, but 12, 14, and 410 are the what most people use most of the time these days.
Yes, sir. And the 410 is all in all my favorite, especially since I found a replacement Stevens 23 that is a 410. 22 long rifle over and under, and had one when I was growing up. I loved it. I'd still like to find the dirt bag that stole it out of my dad's truck, but it's just a phenomenal little rifle and excellent scabbard gun, and the combination of 22 long rifle on top and the 410 on the bottom is just a match made in heaven. They complement each other very, very well.
Right.
The options are all out there, ladies and gentlemen. And like I was talking about this gun show here, I found a few of the 310 tool dies that a guy had, just bits and pieces. And I was able to complete out a couple of kits that I've been working on that I've been missing some pieces for, i.e. 308 and... also, the 44 mag was missing a couple of pieces on those. But the options of reloading, ladies and gentlemen, is simple. It's a very effective way to do things. The only caution I give you on carrying a Lee loader or a Lyman 310 tool or the Lee hand press in the field is, on your powder, do not transfer the powder, the one-pound can, to another container to transport it. Because of the chemical makeup of the powder, most of them nowadays are a double base powder. Some plastics, because of the chemicals in them, they will affect and actually kind of melt them a little bit. One, that renders your powder questionable for the most part. But two, it also allows for the container to melt through or become very, very brittle, that in normal handling it breaks. So either way, it's a bad option. The one-pound can of powder is about 4 inches in diameter and about 8 inches tall. And it doesn't take up very much space, and of course it's the weight of 1 pound or less, depending on how much you've been using out of it. Now, one other item that goes back into the dustbins of history, the powder scale and the powder measure I talk about for throwing your powder charges, back in the field days and everything else, they had what was known as a dipper set, and still manufactured to this day. In fact, I ordered a couple of them in that I had to deliver at the Cruces show, but they cost about $8 or $9, and it's a series of powder dippers, and they're graduated in cc's of volume. So in this,
hold that thought, Jimmy, hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of October. This coming Saturday, I'll be speaking in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at the Red Lion Inn. There's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. 1 p.m., free and open to the public. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, and he is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy. You're on mute there, Jimmy.
All right, I finally knew it was going to happen. But on the powder scoops, you know, people will look at them and say, well, you know, what happens if they don't make one that is for what I want or this or that? And I have been known on the little plastic scoops that I have a particular load that the gun really likes. And one scoop throws way too light of a charge, and the other one is way too heavy of a charge. I've been known, since I've acquired several of these over the years, you know how it is, John, you can't find it, so you buy another one, and then 3 days later, you'll find the one that you're originally looking for. And I've been known to take a file and file off or sandpaper on a flat surface, just simply remove enough of the top and then deburr the inside of it to make a powder scoop that is particular load of a particular powder for a particular handgun load, typically. Boy, I just got a whole bunch of typicals in that one, didn't I? But anyway, what I'm trying to cover today, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that in order to get into reloading, and especially in a cockeye hit the whirling device situation, you don't have to have all the fancy big equipment. You were actually taking a step back in time and being able to reload mobile, because at that time, the ones that needed to reload, being out in the country and didn't have a Walmart around the corner to run down and buy more ammo, they saved their brass, and they would cast their bullets at night by the campfire and load their shells. Now, that brings up another point on it, the bullet casting. Currently, between Lee, RCBS, Lyman, and several other companies, you can find a cast bullet in a particular weight for practically any caliber out there. So if you've got a favorite 3220 Winchester that you like to shoot, there's no problem with shooting cast bullets in it. It's what it originally fired in the first place. The only consideration that you really need to pay attention to on bullet casting is how hard the bullet is, because how hard it is depends on how fast it can be pushed. And regular wheel weights, you can find those practically anywhere in any town. If you melt those down and cast bullets out of them, the hardness on those is going to be between 11 and 14 BRN. And that hardness is good enough to be able to push those bullets about 1,900 feet per second. That is well above most, if not all, common use handgun velocity. And it's right in the window of the velocities for things like the 30-30, 45-70, all of the, what we call the classic guns. Even reduced loads in 308, 30-06, 7.62 by 39, all of these rifle cartridges can be loaded down to a reduced load, which means that the bullet is below 2,000 feet per second.
We have a break. Let's continue after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 23rd of October. You know, so at my website, you'll find a lot. There's a lot there, and we're always adding more. Something that's very important, I don't mention it frequently enough. A book, the copyright's long expired, was published about half a century ago. The title of it is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that will help you gain the clarity and the focus you need to achieve any goal you want to focus and achieve. Also, my website, of course, Energy Cleaners for Sale. I do package these up myself. If you place an order, I'm the guy that packages them up, gets the label printed out, takes them to the country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, and gets them off priority mail to you. Mattress pads the same way. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. The patent application information on the energy cleaner, the wonderful testimonials, then go ahead and place your order. You can place your order right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and, of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free online, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We were talking about the bullet casting aspect of it. And in bullet casting, the very, very number one most important thing of bullet casting is ventilation. Don't do it in the garage with the windows closed or anything like that. You always have to have ventilation, preferably cross-draft ventilation. And by cross-draft, I mean the air movement coming from behind you, then passing over the lead pot and everything and out the window or door or however you're set up. The absolute best is to be able to do it outside. And but in the bullet casting process, once you're familiar with it and different lead formulas for your bullet casting, pure lead you never want to use unless it's a black powder rifle or pistol, because pure lead at practically any velocity on bare metal will lead up the barrel very quickly. In black powder, typically you have a patch between the bullet or conical or whatever it is you're shooting and the rifling in the rifle barrel itself. So one of the easiest ways is just to use straight wheel weights. I'm not sure how other places are, but out here in the Southwest, you go into a tire dealership or whatever and ask the shop foreman, and most of the time they'll give you a coffee can full or whatever of wheel weights they pulled off of cars. And there you go. There's your material. The first time that you melt anything like that, you want to take a little bit of wax, candle wax, after it's fully melted, and you have some form of spoon that you use, and it's only anything that you use for lead, for bullet casting, like spoons or knives or anything like that, for tools, make sure absolutely positive that they never go back in the kitchen for any other use where human consumption is used. They're going to, from that point on, always be strictly for reloading and casting bullets. But you take your spoon and stir the molten lead, and all the little metal pieces that clip it to the tire rim and things like that will come to the surface, and you gently scrape those to one side and pick them up, get rid of them, and then you'll see what is called a dross, D-R-O-S-S, on top of the lead. That's all the dirt, the grease, the junk, everything else that's accumulated on those. And you take that spoon again and scrape across it and around the edges and all. Get all that to one side. It'll pile up because it can't mix with the lead. It just sits on top of it. And you scoop that out. And I put it in an old coffee can or something. And once it gets full, then dispose of it. But once you've got all the skimmed off and everything, you take about a pea-sized piece of candle wax, drop it into the center of your lead pot, and it's immediately going to smoke up everything. But you stir that in, and you'll be amazed at more junk that comes to the surface. And you clean that off, and then you've got really good pure lead to cast your bullets with. So doing that, and then depending on the bullet designs, we could sit here and talk all day on this, John, because of the different styles of bullets and gas checks and hollow points and hollow base and all the different things on that. But the most important thing on cast bullets is lubrication. And the simplest and most inexpensive way to lubricate those bullets is what is known as tumbling. You put them in a Cool Whip bowl, old piece of Tupperware, something like that that's not very big. And Lee sells a product known as Liquid Alox, A-L-O-X. This is the same chemical that is used in different other kinds of hard lubricant, for bullets that use a resizer and press to do the bullets. But liquid Alox, you drizzle it on there on your bullets inside your little Tupperware bowl and swirl them around and swirl them around until everything has got a nice even coat on it. Not real thick, just a nice even coat on it. And dump those out on a piece of wax paper and leave them overnight. The Alox hardens, and then you can go ahead and just load them into your cartridges. The Alox helps prevent leading and also tends to allow for a little bit better velocities and everything because of the lubricating aspect of it. Helps keep the barrel cleaner, and you don't have the leading building up in it or anything that you've got to scrape out or work out the next time that you do a good cleaning job. So you don't have to have all of the high-dollar stuff, ladies and gentlemen, to get into reloading and to be able to do it very, very well. If you go with the Lee Loader, the small packet that I started off talking about, that's $41. You can pick up a nice little mallet, like the fiberglass-tipped ones. You don't want to use steel. Wooden mallet works great. And then your powder, primers, and bullets, and you're set to go, along with your reloading manual. And once you get started into this process and you get started into reloading, you're going to notice two things in your reloading manual. One is minimum charge weight for that powder and a maximum charge weight for that powder. Now, for plinking practice and everything else, I tell people to find an accuracy load that is at the lower end of the scale as far as velocity and volume. And if you're going to reload for hunting, then you take the maximum load. And also, another thing, I almost forgot about this. When you're looking at the reloading manual, at the very first section that I talked about, it's going to say, and I'm going to use 4570 for an example, they have got two separate, used to be three, but now it's only two separate loading sections for 4570. One, it will say for Ruger number one and Siamese Mauser and this and that and everything else. The second one will say for like trapdoor Springfield, Sharks, etc. What that is doing, ladies and gentlemen, is if you have an older rifle, maybe possibly one of the originals or recent original, you might say, where the metallurgy of that time that it was made may be questionable with full powerhouse loads. They break down in the loading manuals one section for modern rifles that you can run very high pressures on, and one section on older or less reliable, but the metallurgy is strictly lighter in it, like your trapdoor Springfields. You don't want to put a 500 grain 4570 bullet that you loaded for your Ruger number one or your new bench gun into a trapdoor Springfield.
Right.
It can ruin your day. But after all that, John, was that about as clear as mud or what?
Well, we probably lost some people, but if people are interested in this topic, I think they would be able to keep up with it. So you did a good job there, Jimmy. The call number is 800-313-9443. Jimmy, after church yesterday, I was talking to a couple of guys about rifles, and one of the gentlemen mentioned how he doesn't want to make his logistics more complex by adding additional calibers, and I do recommend that people not do that, make their lives more complex by adding calibers to their inventory. And he wants to standardize on 308 for his family. And I said, I asked, obviously a good all-around caliber. I asked him if bolt action was one of the things he's looking at, and he said yes. Well, he's already got an M1A, so I suggested the Mossberg MVP, as Mike Victor Papa, which is a bolt action 308 that takes the M14 magazines, which would be a great way to simplify his logistics, don't you think?
Oh yes. That in fact, I got a chance to look at one of those the first time. Those Mossbergs over at this gun show in Cruces, guy right across the aisle from us had one of those, and it threw me because the customer, I was on that side of our booth area, and a customer came up and was talking to him and looking for magazines for his Mossberg, and the guy pulled a Mossberg that he had there up and was showing him on it, and he pointed to me and he says, "Go talk to that gentleman. He's got some." And took him back there, of course, found him some, we had some 20-round magazines. I think we had one 5-round magazine left. And he was just ecstatic because look everywhere around and can't find them. And so we set him up with, I think he walked out with about 8 or 10 different magazines when it was all over with. But I got a real good education on that Mossberg. And setting it up to use a common magazine, I think that is brilliant.
Yeah,
really
it
good.
Is. And, one of the other manufacturers, they were developing their own version of the Scout rifle. And for some reason, they couldn't figure out how to make their rifle accept the M14 magazine. Seems like a simple engineering problem that has a equally simple engineering solution to me, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, the way I see to do that, and you might find out who it was, Johnny, give him a call and say, take the magazine and cut a hole in the stock and fit it to the action so it'll fit. I think that's basically what it
is. Well, that ship's already left port, and they've got a proprietary magazine for their rifle. It's one of the big manufacturers. We got a caller on hold here. We got Bob in Michigan. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, all. Jimmy, I've run across a significant supply of lead, and it came from a radiator shop, and it's had it tested. It's about 20% tin in it. What's the, can I use that for casting, or is that not a good idea?
Oh, that's perfect. In the reloading manual, one of the most popular books that we sell at gun shows is the Lyman Cast Bullet Manual. And it goes through all the formulas in the front for mixing different components with lead to make them harder or to make them easier to lube. There are some additives that certain types of lube don't want to stick to. But the standard is to take pure lead and add, depending on how hard you want it, between 10 and 15% of weight of tin to the molten pure lead and stir that in and mix it. And that gives you what is typically known as a number 2 alloy.
Okay.
So the tin and lead together, it hardens the lead so that it is less likely to lead the barrel, to leave pieces of actual bullet inside the barrel stuck in the grooves, but still soft enough that when it hits your game or whatever you're shooting at, that it upsets and mushrooms. So,
okay,
yeah, that's perfect to use.
Okay. Are you familiar with antimony?
Yes, sir. That's another additive that is used to harden the lead.
Okay.
Antimony not only hardens, but it also, in mixing it with the tin and the lead, it adds a bit of elasticity, is the term, to the bullet once it's cast.
That's interesting.
That is important because on some of the older rifles, the bullet design is such that when you pull the trigger and it goes boom, that the base of the bullet will actually expand slightly to fully engage the grooves on the rifle. And the antimony adds just a, it in the mix, it allows the bullet to be just slightly so more elastic that it will expand without cracking or deforming on that.
Hmm,
so you're in a perfect batch on that. That sounds great.
Okay. Yeah, I got a couple hundred pounds of that stuff.
All right. Go for it.
That, you're well set, my friend. You're very well set. I suggest you set, if you would like, give me a call sometime today or tomorrow, and I'll talk to you about what calibers that you might want to cast for and give you a few suggestions on some of the tried and true molds.
Okay.
Okay.
Bob, thank you for the call. You two talk later. Okay, appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Monday, the 23rd of October, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. Been a wide-ranging show here, Jimmy. We've gone into political matters, reloading matters, and related topics, and helping people get educated here, aren't we?
I tell you what, today has been more fun than a long time, John. It was just kind of like two old friends sitting over coffee. You know how those conversations go.
That's right. And, right. You never know what direction they're going to go.
On the bullet casting there, there is one particular group of guys out there that shoot cast bullets at extreme ranges. And by that, I'm talking 1,000, 1,500 yards.
Right.
And the bullets that they use are very, very, very hard cast bullets because they're coming out of the barrel at about 3,200 feet per second, which if it was any other cast bullet, ladies and gentlemen, it would leave a large amount of that bullet inside the rifle stuck to the rifling. And bullet casting is a very economical way to keep your practice ammunition up and also a very practical way of developing a good hunting load that has the perfect terminal ballistics that you need for the particular game you're after. So it pays to look into it and, you know, when check the website, DesertEagleShooters.com, and Tim Oakley, I'll look here in a little bit and see if the Lyman and the Lee catalogs are up there. But they will give an overview of everything, and whatever our customers need and everything, we're always available. If we don't have it in stock or if we don't carry it, we will endeavor to find it for them. And they can either visit DesertEagleShooters.com. They can drop me an email at jimi@hdc-nm.com. Phonetically, Juliet India Mike India at Hotel Delta Charlie hyphen November Mike .com. And phone is available if they need it, 575-513-2842. If I don't get to it immediately, I may be in the middle of something or with another person, customer or whatever, just leave me a message and I will get back to you. Or you can text that same number.
Right, all that information is at your website at DesertEagleShooters.com, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Tim, okay.
Tim takes very good care of the webpage and keeping things up and running. And I'm so much appreciative of him after what he's gone through here lately and the whole first part of the year and all. I'm just ecstatic that when I talk to him, I hear that cheerful guy that I'm so used to hearing.
Right. Well, that's good.
As a final update, the prayer request last week for Amanda, I got notice that everything went fine in the surgery. It went quicker than normal, and she came out of it just ready to go.
So, we're really happy to hear that. That's wonderful. Great outcome.
I want to pass on a big thank you to everyone for prayer because I got a very fine phone call from her thanking me, and I had to explain that it wasn't me alone.
That's right.
It was just a group of
Jimmy, thank you. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate you being with us.
Talk to you then, sir. Thank you.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get Michael Supplies, energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.